This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Happy Friday. A beer that tastes like French's yellow mustard is now a real thing. French's Mustard Beer, which is scheduled to launch on August 1st, is described as a tropical wheat beer brewed with key lime, lemon, tangerine, passion fruit, and 150 pounds of French's classic yellow mustard. Could 2020 get any stranger? Do you work video calls from the John? Believe it or not, a new survey finds that nearly 18% say they did work video calls from the bathroom. And believe it or not, 4% of respondents say they've eaten while on the toilet. Even worse, more women than men admit to snacking while on the toilet. 5% versus 3%. 92% of those surveyed said they'd take their phone into the bathroom with them. 60% of respondents say they look at social media while taking care of business. 49% say they check the news. 37% say they watch videos. I've learned not to take the phone in the John after I dropped it in the toilet once. Some food for thought. An unsurprising new survey finds we're turning to comfort food to get through these tough times. A survey by OnePoll on behalf of toothpaste company Sensodyne found that 75% of respondents say they're eating more comfort foods than ever. 37% said they're eating their favorite comfort foods every day. Things like potato chips, ice cream, chocolate and candy, pizza, mac and cheese, pasta, mashed potatoes, and chicken noodle soup. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Funny, not funny, the way Americans are using disinfectants. Clorox wipes are not meant for the body or to wash food. New poll says 60% of us are cleaning our homes more than ever. But some are going to extremes. 20% admit to using bleach on their fruits and vegetables. 10% say they've misted their body with a cleaning product. And 6% say they've inhaled the vapors. Less than 5% say they've actually gargled or drank some sort of cleaning solution. Do not do that ever. Lobster at Red Lobster isn't always red. Apparently, a Red Lobster in Ohio has shipped a rare blue lobster. Instead of making him someone's dinner, a staffer reached out to the Akron Zoo, who took him. And what do you think they named this rare lobster? Why, Claude, of course. It's almost too good to be true. Jail inmates saved the life of a deputy on duty in Georgia. As Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office tells it, the deputy passed out and crashed hard onto the concrete floor. The inmates started banging on their doors. It was a thunderous sound. Shocked, the deputy woke, thinking someone needed help. He opened the cell doors, but lost consciousness again. Three inmates rushed out, used his radio to call for help. Sheriff's Office says they're proud of the inmates. Well, they should be. That could have gone really, really wrong. Well, thanks to COVID, slip and slide sales are making a huge splash. The company that makes them says the demand has tripled this year. They've sold out. Doesn't hurt that just about every water park in America is closed and parents are looking for fun stuff to do in their own backyards. The same company also makes Frisbees. And sales of those have jumped over 500%. Knucklehead news out of Massachusetts, where cops collared a pair of dog lovers as they were out on a walk with their pooch, stark naked. Mariel Kinney and Kevin Pinto went out for a stroll just after dawn Monday, remembering to put a leash on their dog, but forgetting to put their clothes on before they went out. According to police reports, Kinney and Pinto were asked why they skipped getting dressed. They answered incoherently. They then tried to run from officers and put up a fight once they were cornered. The couple was charged with indecent exposure and resisting arrest, but according to deputies, Lucy, who was not arrested, was a very good dog. And that's another week of the Daily Buzz. What have you seen that belongs here on the Daily Buzz? Send it to paul@wcsy.com. Copy and paste a link, put it on our social media, or email that to me. Or snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven, 49090. Daily Buzz podcasts, all our podcasts, are at wcsy.com. Our website, just click where it says podcast. You can subscribe. We'll email them to you. You'll also get a whole digest of all of our podcasts in an email on Saturday mornings. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.